Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. United are reportedly ready to offer up to €70 million in order to land Sevilla defender Jules Koundé, who is also on the radar of Real Madrid. It is said that Madrid might lose out or fall behind in the race to sign Koundé. The Sevilla defender is on the radar of Man United, Real Madrid and PSG, among other top clubs, and currently has a €90 million release clause in his contract. The report says that PSG are ready to offer the entire amount of release clause and are thus obvious favourites. However, the Red Devils are prepared to bid up to €70 million to get Koundé, who seems to be a priority target for all of these clubs. Meanwhile, United are said to be lining up Real Madrid's Federico Valverde as a replacement for Paul Pogba should he leave the club. The Uruguay midfielder has been watched by the Red Devils on a number of occasions over the years, with scouts ramping up their efforts this season. The 22-year-old has impressed again, that's despite Zinedine Zidane's side trailing rivals Atletico in La Liga and injury issues in recent weeks. United have already started drawing up their transfer plans for the summer, with a shortlist of names being prepared, and Valverde is said to be one of those who the Premier League title chasers are interested in. It is also mooted that United could be willing to do a swap deal with Valverde for Pogba. And finally, Man United are said to be one of four Premier League clubs that are interested in Schalke striker Matthew Hopp. It is said the United States international is attracting interest from a number of clubs in the Premier League following his fine performances in the Bundesliga. Man United are said to be joined by Liverpool, Manchester City and Tottenham Hotspur in the race to sign the Schalke forward in the summer transfer window. Hopp is also wanted by a number of leading European clubs following the teenager's impressive performances for Schalke. It is said that Hopp could be sold this summer given Schalke's financial difficulties. That's all for now. We'll have more later.